Hey, it's Bjorn from Soilwork, and you're listening to Pumice Gabel, the podcast of powermetal.de.
So hey there, it's Marcel from the podcast Pumice Gabel, and the following episode is in English because of our today's guest. It's a big pleasure and honor for me because his music with the Nightfoot Orchestra and Soilwork fits perfectly in my mood. And with Soilwork, he has a new record coming up in a few days, so I'm very proud to introduce Björn from Soilwork.
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
I'm
good
very
to be
good.
Part of the podcast.
Thank you very much. Yeah. How do you feel right now?
Pretty good. It's getting really warm here. I'm sure it's pretty hot in Germany as well at this hour. And it's only going to get worse. So, but I'm all right. I'm doing all right.
So we will talk about Over Jevenhaten. Did I pronounce it correctly?
That was pretty good.
Oh, thank you.
Well done.
Before we will talk about your new record, you have with Rasmus a new man at your side. To what was your new bass player able to get involved in the work of the new record?
Well, I mean, he was there from the get-go. I mean, he's been touring with the band for quite some time. So I think that did a lot of, you know, good things, that he was already a part of the mold, so to speak. And you know, what a fantastic bass player. I think he gave a whole new depth to our sound. And I think you can hear that, you know.
Yes.
It's fantastic. Because, I mean, on the EP that we did, he also played a little bit, but mostly David played the bass. So it was good, you know, to have Rasmus playing on the entire album. So it was a great feeling. And I mean, he's a brilliant person, you know, such a very emotionally intelligent and all that stuff. That's very, very important, you know. And so it's good to have him in the band as a permanent member.
Pretty good. So this year saw the release of the second Aromantics part and the debut of Donna Canone. And so you're a busy person. So when did you start working on Over Jevenhaten, and how long did you work on it?
It's hard to say exactly when it started, because the songs that I wrote, you know, I wrote quite late into the whole process, but David, on the other hand, never stopped. He kept on writing from when we stopped touring for Verkligheten, and then he continued, and he wrote all of the EP, you know, and then after he kept writing again. So he, you know, never ending well, and I needed a break for sure. And then he wrote a lot of stuff, and after a while, I got into it. I sort of had to, like, after the COVID break, I had to sort of force start the engines, you know, a little bit. To see what was there, because I was so used to not being that guy on stage, or, you know, being a touring musician, that I had to sort of, like, turn it on a little bit by force. once I did that, a lot of beautiful things came out, you know. I felt the inspiration, and I, you know, came up with some of the best stuff that I've ever written, I feel, you know, with melodies and everything. So I mean, overall, I would say that it took maybe 1.5 years, you know, maybe including the, you know, the recording sessions as well, that we sort of spread out, you know, for this one.
You pronounced your EP, and for me, the A Wisp of the Atlantic EP is one of the most captivating and best EPs I've ever heard, honestly. I still can't get enough of Feverish. So much hardness, heaviness, and melancholy and heart in one song. It's just incredible for me. So what are your musical differences between the EP and the new album Over Jevenhaten?
I guess the EP was you know, sort of an experiment, and it was very much David's creation, you know. And like I mentioned before, he had a lot of things to say, both musically and lyrically. And meanwhile, I needed a break, but at the same time, I didn't want to stop his creativity, you know. We know each other very well, so I said, well, I can sense that you have a lot of things on your mind, so you need to get it out. So go ahead. I won't be very involved, of course. I will be there and record vocals, you know, but it was very much an experiment. And I think you know, I'm obviously very proud of this album. I think it inspired for sure some of the compositions of the new album, but I think also still it's something very different in a way.
And you also can be proud of the new record. I think it's fantastic. It's
a thank you.
For me, it's a very good side of the Soilwork past, present, and maybe the future. So still like a best of Soilwork, I think. How the pandemic, which is very difficult for every one of us, influenced you on the songwriting? Did Corona have any influences on the lyrics?
Not really, because I mean, it's like I mentioned before, I mean, obviously I didn't wish for a pandemic to come in, but as far as getting a break, I really needed it badly, you know, and I never stopped. I mean, I haven't stopped in 20 years. So it, for me, it gave me a lot of, you know, sort of distance to the whole thing. And I was able for the first time to really digest what it is we've done the latest 20 years. And I think that's where I found the inspiration of actually being like getting to know that other person a lot better, you know, not that just Bjorn, the touring musician and the guy in Soilwork and Nightflight Orchestra. That was also the other Bjorn that I got to know a lot better. And that gave me a lot of inspiration in the end. And I think, you know, and I think, I don't know if it was like directly influenced from the Corona. I think it was just influenced by the break, you know, that I got. And without having like a tour or a festival or, you know, something else at the back of your mind that's going to happen, you know, in a month or in 2 weeks or in 5 months even, you know, it's always there. But now there was just a blank paper. And I think that did something.
Let us talk about Überjewenheten, the title. It means abandonment in German. So what exactly are you giving up? What is this title all about?
Well, I don't know if we're giving up on something. I mean, through the years, I would lie if I didn't, you know, if I said that I haven't been, you know, sort of ready to quit a couple of times through this journey that we've done with Soilwork. But there's always been something that pulls me back, you know. It's always rewarding in the end, you know, to be in a band like Soilwork, because it keeps on giving, you know, and even though it's really hard sometimes. And for me, the title is more a continuation of Verkligheten. You know, we had Verkligheten, our first album named with a Swedish word, and we wanted to continue on that path, you know, finding another word that most of us can relate to, a really powerful word. And abandonment, I think most of us can relate to the fear of being abandoned, you know.
Exactly.
And but also maybe the fear of abandoning someone or something can be just as scary. So you can see it from so many different angles. And I think that was sort of the main goal, to find a really powerful word that also rhymes with a sort of melancholic melodies running through the album. And I think it fits just perfectly, you know. And so that might be something that we will continue with.
Oh, great. So one title was about reality and one was about abandonment. So there is a closer connection between both records. You not choose the title, the Swedish title, to symbolize your love to your home country. So there is a connection between the both records.
Yeah, I guess. And I mean, there's always this constant thing, you know, especially with David, he always sort of want to escape reality. And meanwhile, I'm fine with reality. I want to be so as close to reality as possible. And I'm fine with that. You know, it used to be different. These days, I'm in a better situation and a more stable situation. So I think it builds on that contrast as well between me and David, you know, reality and then abandonment, where he sort of wants to abandon. I keep him grounded a little bit, but at the same time, he's also taught me how to escape reality sometimes, which can be quite healthy. So it's an exchange. Yeah,
you are a very good team with David.
Yeah.
Also, the record has a wonderful artwork, I think. Who drew it, and what is the context of it with songs on Überjewenheten?
Well, it was a friend of David's who's really good at drawing, and David introduced the idea sort of as a reaction to Verklighet, and we wanted to do something completely different. Yeah, you know? I guess we're stubborn like that. We never want to repeat ourselves. So I was like, yeah, sure, go ahead. And we gave him some keywords. I had this, I don't know, this vision of these trees that you can see in an alley on the cover, which are very typical from the southern part of Sweden where I'm from. And I thought that those trees look very sort of desolate and could really fit the title. And so those were my only key words. And then David had some ideas, and then they came back, and it was just, you know, a black and gray basic drawing, and it was really cool. And then we played around with the colors a little bit, and it fell into the right place. It's very different from Verklighet, you know, but I think that's what we wanted as well. And I think it connects. The bird sort of symbolizes the abandonment, you know, in the middle, very symbolic.
And I think in combination with the songs on it, very emotional.
Yeah, indeed. There's a lot of emotions running through this album for sure. You know, it's definitely take you on a emotional journey.
Especially the title track blows me away. And with the title track and Dreams of Nowhere, you have released singles that they are incredible, representative of the whole record. On the one hand, hard and fast-paced. On the other hand, full of melancholy and melody. In general, the songs are incredible, catchy and musical majesty. What are the two singles about?
Well, I mean, the title track, that's really where I speak about abandonment, you know, being mm-hmm. being scared of, I think maybe more the fear of abandoning something. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go too much into detail, but that's mm-hmm. that's where it is, the focus is lying for the title track. And Dreams of Nowhere is where I try to actually escape reality a little bit. I wrote that song and the lyric, and sort of being able to letting in the darkness, you know, mm-hmm. and also escape reality a little bit, and then sort of turn it into something empowering and uplifting.
Especially the title track reflects for me the expression of the Swedish nature because of the atmospheric intro. For what you have been waiting for so long?
Well, probably where I'm at right now.
Oh, okay.
It feels like I've been waiting, yeah, yeah. So it's quite a positive song, even though it's mm-hmm. named Abandonment. But, you know, there's also maybe certain things that I have, you know, abandoned already that mm-hmm. were good riddance, if you know mm-hmm. what I mean. So,
yes.
You know, it was very hard at the time, but, mm-hmm. you know, now it's really making sense.
Yes, especially. So if you translate the second track, it's We Are the War. Is the song influenced by the current situation in the Ukraine?
No, it's not. David mm-hmm. wrote this song, and he wrote it before the war started. And I think he more speaks about his inner war, you know.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of things going on there. No, it has no connection to the ongoing war.
Also, one track which is very impressive for me is On the Wings of a Goddess Through Flaming Sheets of Rain.
Yeah, so, well, title.
what a beautiful metaphor, but also yeah. a very great ending to an insanely good album. So what does this image of the goddess and the flaming rain stand for?
Very good question. I mean, David wrote the song, yeah, and but I mean, what a title. I mean, it gives you so many pictures in your head, you know. The flaming sheets of rain, that's just I don't know. It's I would like to have that on a shirt.
Yes.
If somebody can sort of, you know, realize that with a t-shirt design, I think that, I mean, I picture it, you know, would look amazing. But I guess it would be better to pick David's brain about that one. It's quite dark, and like you said, it's a fantastic ending, and it's so sort of, it's furious and dark, but so melody driven at the same time.
And to be honest, for me, you are one of the most authentic and honest musicians, because we can feel how much soul and love you put into the songs of Soulwork and Night for the Orchestra. Is music your outlet for your emotions and feelings, your expression of your soul?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, thanks for saying that. I'm glad you feel that, you know, and I don't think we could ever do something that was not honest. We never tried to rehash things. I mean, we could have tried to rehash both Natural Born Chaos and Stabbing the mm-hmm. Drama and all that stuff, you know, but we kept on going and made relevant, you know, in the metal scene. I'm very good at expressing my emotions through mm-hmm. melodies, especially. I mean, I can mm-hmm. do it through lyrics too, but especially melodies. And I think that I've become even better at it. And I think maybe that's what you're hearing. And I that's why there's so much presence in the melodies. And it's not just, oh, like a catchy melody. There's more to it than that, you know. I think it's pretty timeless stuff, and mm-hmm. really feel the nerve in the melodies.
Yes, and yeah. Like I said, for me, the new record Overgivenheiten is a wonderful cross section of 25 years of Soilwork, a kind of best of that summarizes your past, the present, probably the future. And this is my idea, but the more you've been involved in the Nightfoot Orchestra, and the more you've been founding your own great sound of Nightfoot Orchestra, the Soilwork songs are even catchier, more anthemic, and more varied. So honestly, how much Nightfoot Orchestra is in Soilwork?
Me and David are in both bands, you know, as you know, and for us, it's two very different outlets. Mm-hmm. You know, emotionally, at least for me, it is. I mean, I would think the same about David. For me, it's very important that the bands are sort of separate units, you know, mm-hmm. musically. But then again, I mean, melody-wise, you carry with you the sense for melody wherever you go. And mm-hmm. I think I just become a better singer through, you know, starting the Night Flight Orchestra. I become a better singer, and I brought mm-hmm. that with me to soul work as well. So maybe I'm just better at expressing myself vocally. And plus, you know, it's the Night Flight Orchestra is very much of an experiment as well, you know, because it's almost like a band where anything goes musically, you know. And you discover a lot of things, you know, doing that. If you have a band like that. So I think it's been a very positive thing. Mm-hmm. But still, it's important for me to separate the bands.
When I look at Nightfall Orchestra, at the movies, and Donna Canone, see all the collaborations with Haunted by Silhouettes or Powerwolf, and now this pretty wonderful new and emotional soul work album is coming. It seems that either your day has 48 hours or you are generally very effective with your time. So Björn, what is your secret?
Well, I mean, especially, I've done it, you know, in the past as well, but especially during COVID, I like to, you know, have some kind of a routine, you know, when I'm mm-hmm. home. It might sound boring, but I don't feel good just lying around, you know, or on the couch and eat pizza and drink beer all day long like I did when I was 25 years old. I could do that back then, but it doesn't work anymore. Yeah. So, you know, as long as you're not touring, it doesn't really get stressful for me, you know. Mm-hmm. Of course, you need a break from music as well, but, you know, I try to also live sort of like a normal life as possible and try to get up fairly early in the morning and have some routines. And that's what I've been doing during COVID. And I've been doing a lot of projects. We've been collaborating with so many different artists from all over the world. And I think that's been a good thing for me, you know, staying busy and obviously also staying alive financially, you know. And of course, there's that too, you know, because it's obviously hasn't been easy and mm-hmm. you know.
And obviously, you stay alive at the stage. So the first festival dates where and are coming up. Are there any chances to visit an extensive soul work tour in the next month? I know the chances are not good, but my heart would beat faster to hear Feverish and the Ageless Whisper live.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely stuff lined up, you know. I think the traffic right now is just insane, you know, in the fall. And I think we're more looking into doing a really long European tour starting in the beginning of next year, you know, and mm-hmm. that hopefully things are back to somewhat normal, because now it's just insane. Everyone's out there all the time, and every venue's booked, you know.
So I cross my fingers.
yeah, absolutely. There's going to be good stuff coming up.
All right. So is there anything you want to add or to say something to our listeners or about Over Jevenhaten?
Well, we spoke about it before. It's going to take you on quite a journey, and really, really hope that you're going to love the album as much as we do. It's very sincere and packed with good melodies, and it's going to be a lovely soundtrack for all of you. So pick it up when it comes out on August 19th, and thank you for sticking with soul work through all those years.
I have to say thank you for wonderful music with Nightfall Orchestra, with Donna Canone. The North is one of my most favorite songs at the last months.
Wow, cool.
It's like I said, it's full of emotions. And thank you for soul work, for so great music. And what is your most favorite song at this moment?
So it's actually Keep Talking by Pink Floyd. It's from a newer album, The Division Bell.
Perfect.
I think it came out in the mid-90s, but I don't know. I've completely, you know, missed that album, and I heard this song on the radio. So that song is being played just about every day now.
All right. So I have two favorite songs at the moment. On the one hand, Amorphous with Lenore, The Moon. And on the mm-hmm. other hand, Ex Mortuis with Metal is King. Björn, it was a very big pleasure for me to speak with you, to get many background informations about the upcoming melodic death metal masterpiece. So everyone outside, Björn and I wish you all the best. Take care of you and have a nice day.
Absolutely.